Welcome to the show, everybody. It's great to be here with you. Today, later on the show, we're going to talk about a mobile tile company, which is a great idea because then they come right to your home and you can see what they have. We're also going to talk to Lorna Vanderhaeghe about fatigue. Even hearing that word makes you tired. I guess that means you're tired. But first up, we like to talk about food always. And we're going to talk about some food and also places to go in the great state of Texas. Joining me on the line are Deborah Bustos from the Office of the Governor of Texas Tourism and Rosalind Hunter, who is Communications for Texas Tourism. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you, Patty.
And now, what's the weather like today, Deborah, in Austin, Texas? I bet it's a lot nicer than here today.
Well, it's a great day in Texas today. We've got some very warm weather, lots to do in the state of Texas. Of course, lovely weather outside, either jogging, visiting our great lakes, a great attraction throughout the state. So lots to do here in Texas.
Well, and, you know, we always like to talk about food off the top of the show. So, you know, looking at Texas, it's a huge state, and there's all kinds of different dining experiences and styles of food. Of course, we all think of steaks. It's very similar to Alberta, where we think of the big, huge steaks, but also a lot of Mexican and cuisine. Tell us about some of the different regions and what they have to offer as far as food, Deborah.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, our great hill country has great barbecue. In fact, we've got a great barbecue trail that's located in the Austin area. So the hill country is great for barbecue. Of course, we also have the Gulf Coast that offers great seafood. And in the Houston area, of course, you've got tons and tons of different restaurants and cuisines that are offered throughout the city. And then, of course, you've got South Texas and San Antonio area that offers great Mexican foods, the Tex-Mex, of course. Not to mention, San Antonio is famous for their CIA, their Culinary Institute. Culinary Institute institution, basically, that offers classes and teaches people on different cuisines that can be learned and taste as well. So perfect for little getaways throughout the Texas area.
Now, Rosalind, you promote Texas as well, and you are going to be at the Calgary Stampede this summer.
Yes,
so they're
very
similar.
Very excited.
Yeah, so I guess people that want to come say hi to you and say they heard you on Lifestyle, they can come say hi.
Absolutely. We would love for everyone to stop by the Texas Tourism booth. We are going to be at this is our first year at Calgary Stampede, and we are very excited. We will be there the entire time from July 6th to 15th, and we're at the Stampede Market at the BMO Center. So we encourage all your listeners to come by and say hello to all of us and meet our partners and talk about all the exciting vacation options there are to do in Texas.
I think it's great to, you know, promote all different kinds of places to come to, like coming to Victoria for holidays, going to Texas, keeping those dollars moving, and people seeing how other people live. Because if we just stay home, we never really get to experience or know what other cultures are about. And in Texas, it's really a varied place. You can go from the Gulf Coast to inland. There's lots of sports. There's wine tours, everything. What's your favorite part, Rosalind?
Well, I mean, I love the entire state. I mean, really, it's such a wonderful state to promote because I think what Canadians find so fascinating is Texas is so big, it has such a diverse range of vacation experiences. So, you know, there's more than 100 dude ranches. There's 1,000 kilometers of pristine Gulf Coast, which are wonderful for family vacations and long-stay vacations. And then you've got our world-class arts and culture cities like San Antonio and Dallas and Fort Worth. And we have over 1,000 golf courses and resorts and some phenomenal outdoor adventure in West Texas. And we're also the number one birding destination. A lot of people don't know that. We're home to the Great Texas Coastal Birding Trail. So for all you birders, come on down because there is over 600 different species of birds to be found throughout the state of Texas.
Wow.
So there's such diversity that we really do have something for everyone. And I love all parts of Texas. And certainly the cuisine, as we just talked about, is amazing because it's, you know, we have so many different cultures that it's all the great food that is produced through that is fantastic. And then the other thing that complements the food, Patty, is A lot of people don't know that Texas is the fifth largest wine producing state in the U.S., and we have more than 180 wineries and some wonderful wine trails, especially in the Hill Country region, that we invite people to explore. So all this information is on traveltex.com for your listeners. So if you need any more information on Texas, you can go to traveltex.com, or we also have a site on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest as well.
Excellent. And Deborah, as far as the food scene in Austin, is also a huge music scene. There's lots of acts that get their start or are from Austin.
Absolutely. Austin is known as the music capital of the world, the live music capital of the world. We have nearly 200 live music venues in Austin. And, of course, since Austin is so popular for music, we've got some great festivals that actually take place in Austin. For example, we've got South by Southwest, which is one of the largest music conventions that brings over 100,000 music industry professionals and fans around the world to Austin. Normally, South by Southwest takes place in March, and of course, another famous music festival, we have Austin City Limits, and it's very popular. We've got great acts that come in for that, and normally this festival takes place in October, so we invite everybody to come and visit Austin for their live music.
And there's also great attractions in Austin, some of them being like Six Flags Park. You have some good amusement rides.
Absolutely. Actually, we've got Six Flags Fiesta Texas, which is located in San Antonio. Not only do we have Six Flags in San Antonio, but we have SeaWorld. And SeaWorld just opened up a new water park called Aquatica. So it's a great attraction water park. We invite all the Canadians to visit SeaWorld and Six Flags over Texas.
Well, we'll come down and see you. You make sure you come up to Victoria, too, because this is a great spot.
Absolutely.
So I think the food's a really interesting part of this, too, like Route 66. That's a whole other area, and there's lots of shows that depict some of these diners on the route. How long a journey is that through Texas on Route 66?
Oh, Rosalyn, I think you visited Route 66. You want to talk a little bit about that?
I haven't been personally along Route 66.
There's lots to eat there, though, I hear. Lots of diners.
Definitely. I think the diners are certainly a big popular thing to do. But again, going back to the message that we want to get across to everybody, is there's so much diversity of cuisine, and from the barbecue to, as Deborah talked about, the wonderful Mexican food to the fresh Gulf Coast seafood and our wonderful places where you can come down, like the Culinary Institution of America and some of the other culinary schools. You can come down and actually learn how to cook, authentic Mexican and Southwestern. We have some celebrity chefs in the state that are doing amazing things with Southwestern cuisine. So we're very lucky as a state to have such diversity.
When we come back after the break here, let's talk a little bit about some of those culinary chefs and also a bit about the shopping and all the things you can buy in Texas.
Ooh, shopping, favorite.
Adam Sterling here. Join us every weekday noon hour here at CFAX 1070 for the day's most comprehensive look at news, sports, and weather. Plus, we discuss and debate the issues of the day with the Lunch Bunch.
Adam Sterling and the Lunch Bunch on CFAX 1070.
It's Murray Langdon live on location at OK Tire Auto Services, 6800 Old Field Road. We're out in Central Saanich, just off Keating Crossroad. And wow, we're having a great time out here. Central Saanich Lions Club is out here cooking up a mess of great food. And we'd like you to join us, too. It is the Bland family's way of saying thank you very much. Thank you for all the support, all the business, and what a customer appreciation day we have got for you. We've got hot rods, cool cars, lots of great food, your chance to win all kinds of prizes. We've got the CFAX 1070 spin wheel humming. Had lots of lucky winners already. We also have a pair of draws going. We've got some gift certificates to give away to Fairway Markets and the Sticky Wicket as well. So it's really worth your while to take the short drive out here to Central Saanich. And the best part is the weather is holding off. It's actually nice and warm here. We've got a pocket of heat, we'll even call it. So we're here live on location until 2 o'clock. CFAX 1070 broadcasting live from OK Tire Auto Services, 6800 Old Field Road in Central Saanich.
The CFAX 1070 Newsmaker of the Hour. Winning is easy. Hear the name, write it down, answer the phone, win cash.
We're doing our Newsmaker of the Hour contest and wondering if you can tell us who it is.
Yes, I can. Paul Cottrell.
That's absolutely correct. You've just won $411.
Oh, this is great.
Want to make sure you get the call? Sign up now at CFAX1070.com because it pays to listen to Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070.
Level Ground Trading. Local, direct, delicious.
What does being local mean to you? My name is Stacy Taves, and I co-founded Level Ground Trading 15 years ago. We embody what it means to be local. We're a zero-waste facility sending nothing to Heartland, utilizing 13 streams of recycling and compost. We pay our staff to cycle to work on the peninsula, and we sponsor hundreds of local nonprofit groups each year. That's what being local means to me.
Get to know more about us online. Visit Level Ground Trading on Facebook or levelground.com.
Ladies, you may know that song. That's ZZ Top from Texas. Corey's got the bond for you. We're here with Deborah Bustos from the Office of the Governor of Texas Tourism and Rosalind Hunter, Communications for Texas Tourism. And before the break, Rosalind, you were talking about that the food, the culinary experience, like that's a huge part. And that's a lot of a big part for people's trips these days is the culinary experience, the wines, the food.
Absolutely.
Now, what kind of chefs are you saying that are going to be doing some presentations or there giving some courses?
Well, it depends which part of the state and where you're going, but you know, they have, you know, world class chefs down at that Culinary Institute of America in San Antonio that Deborah was talking about. We're very privileged as Texas to have a campus because there's only a few locations in North America, and we're blessed as Texas to have one in San Antonio. And certainly one of the top chefs that are really noted is Johnny Hernandez. He is an amazing celebrity chef out of San Antonio and has a couple of restaurants there. And he just really, his concept is sort of the street food of Mexico, so authentic Mexican cuisine. I've experienced his cuisine and it's absolutely mouthwatering. Right, Deborah?
Absolutely. It's delicious.
So, Deborah, are you a good cook? Do you cook some of the cuisine that is taught down there?
I try my best, but yes.
That's what I do. I try.
Yes.
I'm a good reheater.
We all do that.
Deborah, I see I've got lots of pamphlets here, and I see, you know, the great cowboy boots, and we do have those in Alberta as well, but they look like some great varieties that you can buy in Texas, all different colors and styles nowadays for men and women. Where would you buy these boots? Where's the authentic place to get them from?
Oh, you can find them just about any place in Texas. If you want some real custom-made boots, of course, you can find them here in Austin. There are several places here that you can find them. And, of course, if you'd like, you can design your own boots as well. So the Dallas area has some great locations, too, where you can find some fun and colorful boots, as well as San Antonio. So just about any place in Texas is a great place to find a very unique pair of boots.
And then I guess you kind of need the hat to go with those, don't you?
Absolutely. You can't go without wearing your famous cowboy hat.
And so if you wanted to go a road trip, you could sort of do the Houston area. I think a lot of people with the Gulf Coast don't kind of think about that beautiful water and those resorts down in that location. You think of Florida or Mexico, but there's a huge coastline down there with all kinds of great beaches.
Absolutely. Of course, like Rosalind mentioned, we've got a 1,000 kilometers of beaches on the southern tip of the Texas Gulf Coast. Of course, it's especially popular for families as well as people looking for beach vacations. I do want to mention that Galveston has a new attraction that just opened up in May. It's called the Galveston Pleasure Pier. It's located on the Seawall Boulevard at Galveston, and it features rides, restaurants, and games, and a whole lot more. So we invite people to come and visit the Pleasure Pier.
The Pleasure Pier. That sounds good.
Also, if I just may interject, the other great thing about Galveston is it's a major cruising destination. Not a lot of people know, but we have great cruising out of Galveston. Carnival Cruise Line and Royal Caribbean has 4, 5, and 7-day excursions out of Galveston. Galveston, and new this fall will be Disney Cruise Line and Princess Cruises. We're very excited. Both the Disney Magic will start sailing in September, and then in December, the Crown Princess will begin 7-day cruises. So for your listeners who are into cruise vacations, come on down and have a great pre-post stay in Houston and Galveston as well.
Excellent. And the weather down there, I know it gets really hot in the summer. I suppose you have lots of air conditioning. What is the year-round kind of temperature in Dallas or in Texas?
Normally, we've got 70-degree weather, so it's very, very nice to be able to be out and about. So, in fact, we've got a lot of Canadian visitors that visit Texas and actually stay for long visits, normally to during the winter months. In fact, we basically call them adoredly the winter Texans. Mm-hmm. So we do welcome them to stay here, and it's just great weather year round.
And some of the wine areas, I guess it's so the wine is great there because you have this sort of steady kind of temperature that's good for the grapes.
Absolutely. Like Rosalind mentioned, we do have some great wineries in Texas, and of course, the Fredericksburg area is very well known for their wineries. Of course, they do have a wine trail, so we do invite Canadians to come and experience that as well.
And of course, golf always goes well with that. Rosalind, there's like, I've got a book on golf here. There's how many thousand golf courses?
Oh, my goodness. We are a major golf destination. We have more than 1,000 golf courses and resorts. And in particular, around the Hill Country, just outside of San Antonio, there's some spectacular resort properties, great for Canadians to come down and stay there and play some championship courses like the Westin La Cantera, Hyatt Hill Country. There's wonderful resort properties, and there's also golfing and, you know, in and around the Houston area. They have more than 100 golf courses up in Dallas. It's really throughout the state. We're just a major golf destination. So we invite everybody to come down in the winter, bring all the golfers down, and have a great time.
Only the good golfers. Don't keep looking for that ball, right? Take another shot. Don't be annoying.
And the other thing, Patty, too, it's really easy. Most people, you know, think, oh, is it complicated to get to Texas? We have great convenient air service from both Victoria and Vancouver. So we've got United, Air Canada, Alaska Airlines, American Airlines, just doing the one stop through either Seattle or San Francisco. And then from that's into Dallas, Fort Worth, or Houston. And then if you're coming from Vancouver, we've got WestJet and American Airlines offering nonstop service into Dallas, Fort Worth.
So which is nice to have.
It's very easy to get to Texas.
Yeah, which is nice because it's that's part of it is making travel easier because
exactly.
Airports aren't that much fun. Sports-wise, you know, there's so many different great sports there. Are you guys sports fans and watch the football, the baseball down there?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, we've got our world-famous Dallas Cowboys that we all love and adore. And, of course, we also have baseball that Texans follow throughout the summer months. In Houston, of course, we've got the Houston Astros baseball team. And in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we have the Texas Rangers that we also love and adore. So, absolutely. And, of course, not only does Dallas have football and baseball, but we also have hockey. The Dallas Stars are also located in the Dallas area, as well as the world-famous San Antonio Spurs and Dallas Mavericks in the DFW area.
So I'm glad you mentioned hockey because, you know, that's a Canadian game, and we got to make sure our American friends keep promoting hockey because, of course, the LA Kings won this year. And, you know, we like to see lots of good coverage on hockey and keep it going.
Absolutely.
And then also, Patty, new, we have the Formula One that is speeding into Austin. For all your listeners who are into Formula One, the Formula One Grand Prix will now be hosted in Austin starting this year right to 2021. So we're very excited. This year's race takes place in November at the Circuit of Americas, which is just outside of Austin. So Formula One is into Austin now.
That's
so exciting.
That's a huge crowd, Formula One, isn't it? It's a
huge.
Whole different culture.
Huge, huge. I know they just had Formula One races in Montreal, so Austin is thrilled this year to be hosting now through 2021, so it's very exciting.
What size of city is Austin?
Approximately about 1 million.
1 million.
People, yeah.
And Houston, Dallas, is, I guess Dallas is the biggest city, is it, in Texas?
No, actually, Houston is the largest city in Texas. Dallas is coming in fairly close to under Houston. So, yeah, absolutely, Houston is number one, the largest number one city in Texas.
Now, tell me, you guys, this movie, Friday Night Lights, my kids have seen this about, I don't know, 40 times, the big football movie. They want to go to Odessa, Midland, because of this movie. Did that do a lot for tourism, or when you get movies like that that showcase Texas, do you see the numbers increase?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, not only did that movie help with tourism, but it also blossomed into a TV show that was actually filmed in the Austin area. So absolutely, it does help and help in blossoming tourism and the dollars, the economic dollars to Texas.
Okay, so Roslyn, you're going to be at the Calgary Stampede this summer, and people
absolutely
can come by the
very
booth
excited
and see
about
you
that.
There.
Our first time exhibiting at Calgary Stampede.
Well, I think you'll see some real similarities there too. And if people want to get more information, because you do have maps and all that stuff you can get a hold of, how do they do that, Roslyn?
That is by going to www.traveltex.com. And we're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. So if you just go to Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and do /Texas Tourism, you'll get in touch with us.
Well, it's great talking to you both today. I hope that you enjoy some great food and weather in Austin today, Deborah. And Roslyn, we'll maybe see you at the Calgary Stampede. Great talking
absolutely
to you both.
Thank you so much, Patty. It's been a great pleasure talking to you and telling you all about the great state of Texas.
There's a lot to know. It sounds
there
awesome.
There is a lot to experience. So we invite all your listeners to come on down.
Great. Absolutely. We'll see you soon. Okay, and also when we come back after the news, Lorna Vanderhaeg is going to talk about fatigue, and you want to get that together before you go to Texas so you got lots of energy. Seth Binlison from Mobile Tile is going to be here and talk about his new company. Back in a minute.
The grand opening sale continues at the all-new Dodds Furniture and Mattress location in Nanaimo and here in Victoria.
Both stores are overflowing with incredible deals. Twin, double, queen, or Serta Eurotop Perfect Sleeper, regular $12.98, Gordy approved at just $6.98. Microfiber sofa, only $3.98.
With nothing down, no interest, and no payments for a full year, you'll save even more during the grand opening sale at Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
715 Finlayson across from Mayfair and now in Nanaimo.
The Gulf Islands, green jewels in a blue sea. What a view. And you're taking it in, surrounded by friends and family on a luxury yacht. How's that for a vacation? Make it happen. Call Island Cruising Yacht Charters and design the getaway of your dreams. Vancouver Island, Desolation Sound, the Sunshine Coast, the San Juan Islands. They're yours. Go see them. Island Cruising Yacht Charters and Sailing School. Vancouver Island's premier yacht charter and sailing school. Learn more at islandcruising.com.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
It's partly cloudy and 17 degrees now downtown. Good morning, I'm Kyle Reynolds. Details are coming out and police have now confirmed they are investigating a murder today in Langley. Shane Woodford has more.
The scene of the shooting is on a stretch of Glover Road, sitting on the divide between Langley City and the township. An RCMP cruiser has a section of the road closed down. In one of the three or four homes that are sprinkled on this part of Glover, a man was shot to death early this morning. Another man's in critical condition, also with gunshot wounds. Police have four men and a woman in custody, all range in age from 17 to 22. Police also say the smell of bear spray was thick in the home when they responded. The Integrated Homicide Investigation Team is also on the scene. Shane Woodford in Langley.
RCMP and the West Shore are searching for two suspects after a Future shop in Langford was robbed overnight. Police were called to the store on the 700 block of McCallum around 1:45 this morning to check out multiple alarms that had been triggered. Investigators found that the front door and back gate had been forced open, but the suspects had already left. Police believe two men in full coverall suits, gloves, and hoods were able to get away with a shopping cart full of cell phones. Emergency officials here in BC are preparing for flooding as rains and melting snowpacks caused the Fraser River to overflow. Firefighters and soldiers and sailors from as far away as Alberta are now on alert. A low-pressure system persists over the lower mainland. And while the guilty verdicts might put Jerry Sandusky behind bars for life, the case is not over for all.
The jury's verdict, says attorney Michael Bonney, who represents victim number one, relieves all the boys Jerry Sandusky molested.
They want to go back and lead a semblance of their normal lives.
There's now no doubt about Sandusky's pedophilia, but this is not over. Sentencing is in 3 months. Two Penn State administrators await trial for failing to properly report Sandusky, and civil suits are pending. In a statement, Penn State said it's seeking to compensate the victims and resolve their claims against the university. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, State College, Pennsylvania.
After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Kiernan residents. We did not get a correct answer, though, to our newsmaker question, so we'll give it another shot after the news at noon. Our jackpot will be $174, brought to you by LeftCoastTex.com for small business IT support. And CFAX weather now. Cloudy for the most part today. Rain is expected late this afternoon. High of 16 degrees initially. And a mix of sun and cloud on tap for us tomorrow with a high of 17 expected. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Give us 10 minutes and we'll give you the world. Victoria's first choice for information, news that matters. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
City cyclists, prepare to get rural. For 3 days in June, Salt Spring Island transforms into bicycle heaven on earth. You're invited to Velo Village, a project of Island Pathways that's been supporting safe, active transportation for almost 25 years. Enjoy guided rides, cycle-themed art, music, performances, family events, and connect with other cyclists. Velo Village on Salt Spring Island, bicycle heaven on earth, June 21st through 23rd. Don't miss it. For info, go to velovillage.ca.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back in the studio. I'm joined by Seth Finlayson and Matt Cost.
That's
and
right.
You're from a new tile company. Tell us about this new tile company. It's Mobile. And you guys just started this, three of you, under 30.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's called Mobile Tiles by
Matico. Yeah.
Where's the name from?
Matico has been the name of a company I've been running for about 3 or 4 years. This has been a tile installation company.
Uh-huh.
And so when we started this concept, which is a mobile retail for tile, we wanted to kind of hang on to that reputation that it had established with Matico, but we really wanted the name to be obvious. So Mobile Tile.
And I like your design and stuff. And you know, it's so weird because tiles, there's a lot of tile stores. But you just graduated from the School of Business at UVic.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, the entrepreneurship program. So
very good.
I was very eager to get out and start a business.
And you didn't reinvent the wheel, so to speak. I mean, tiles have been out there, people that go to tile stores. But for you to come up with this business is really cool because it really
We've reinvented it on wheels.
On wheels. Yeah. Exactly. And how are you finding people are taking to that, being able to have someone come to their house and actually see the product right there?
Getting a lot of really positive feedback. People very receptive to it, you know, being able to see the tile in the environment it's intended to go into. So lighting has a big part of colors, right? You see something in the store, there's a fluorescent lighting, it looks one color, you get it home, and it doesn't actually look green anymore, it looks gray.
You feel kind of rushed, maybe,
that's
too,
right.
When you make
a
decision. And then
you can only take a couple.
It's an expensive purchase, or it can be, and you get it home, you go, oh, dang. Because tile's a little harder to install than just doing some linoleum or putting carpet down.
That's right. It's in concrete. So.
Yeah, it's a little muddier. I like your truck, too. It's really cool in your design. So who came up with all that? You have another partner. Does she do some of this design work as well?
No, Melissa's – well, I mean, it's a real team effort. Everything we do is a real team effort, especially with the branding and the marketing and such. Matt, with my business background and marketing background, and then with Melissa's tile retail background and Matt's – just background with tile, we kind of had an idea what was going to speak to the customers. So,
and you get along?
We do. We get along great. Yeah, it's a good team. Yeah.
No. My daughter actually just got accepted to the School of Business at UVic.
Awesome.
And was that a good program to set you on?
Such a great program. They really do a good job of blending the real life experience type. Well, I mean, when you're in the classroom, you can't simulate that perfectly, but they do a good job of when you're in the entrepreneurship program, especially, mm-hmm. they make sure that you're doing a business plan. You come up with a concept. You do everything you would have had to do. All your research is phoning people like you would an actual business, and you're coming up with a real business plan. And then you're actually pitching that to real people that have actually started businesses before. So,
wow. That's, that takes
added a lot of
nerves.
Legitimacy to Mobile Tile, having Seth on board, you know, as far as our business plan and the way that we've executed it. Big difference than if I had done it without him, I think.
Well, I think probably the combination works really well, right?
Absolutely,
you've always
yeah.
got someone to go back to ask for advice or to keep things moving forward, because sometimes when you're one guy, it's hard to grow a business.
Oh, yeah.
You need other people to kind of
keep
the wheels rolling. So tell me what's kind of in right now. I know you have all kinds of different products, but what are kind of people leaning towards, like say for a kitchen now? I know the different lengths, the different styles. Not
yeah,
the
modern dimensions.
Anymore, right?
Yeah, the rectangular kind of at different lengths, you know, staggered and random patterns. Pastels are becoming more and more.
No, really?
Yeah, they're coming back, it
seems.
Oh,
my gosh. Like a lot of blue
as far
and
as,
pink?
Yeah, you know, kitchens, a lot of glass is coming into style. But, you know, a lot of people, they tend to kind of go with timeless. A lot of stone is still always popular because it's not a trend. It's kind of, you know, natural.
Do you have to ever tell people enough, people? You know, if they've got too much, say, marble all in one area, you have to say break things up. Like if you don't want it to look a certain way, do you give design advice? Or
yeah,
you just,
absolutely. Yeah, you know, I don't claim to be a designer, you know, by trade, but you do it for long enough, you get a real good sense of what looks good and what doesn't. And based on, you know, bring a portfolio of photographs of things that you've done before, people really take to that too. You know, they can pick based on, you know, other things that you've
and
done.
And Seth, with the trailer, how does this work? Then I see it here and the doors sort of open up. So do people come by and kind of they get to come over and look at all the different things inside of it?
Well, the great thing about the way the trailer's set up is it's everything, all those tile boards, they switch out, right? So we have like a warehouse location that's got thousands and thousands of samples from all the suppliers. So what you see in the store isn't like our set selection.
Right.
What we actually do is we, based on a consultation that we do over the phone or kind of based on the or through the website, there's a little form that you can fill out too that can get you started. Based on that, we fill the store up with a customized selection for you. So we're coming with only stuff that's appropriate for your job. And Melissa's experience in tile retail for, you know, like over 5 years, she's got a really great way of teasing the information about your project out of you to come with an appropriate selection of tile that's good for your job.
And I think that's good because sometimes when you go in somewhere, you kind of know what you're sort of looking for, the general idea. And if you see too much, you kind of get off track.
We've found that feedback's been really important, is the overwhelming sense of going into a store. It's just a lot of stuff you don't need to see.
Yeah.
Whereas our kind of focus selection has been really valuable, you know, exactly what you're looking for, just a bunch of them. So you
and that's true, right? We usually know in our gut what we want. And if we see too much, it's, you know, too many choices. Then you never
Yeah,
make a
people
decision,
get
right?
ADD and they just totally forget what they're there for.
Are you guys doing tiles too, like all the little tiny tiles that go in the backsplash and all that kind of stuff?
You betcha,
well?
All tiles, anything tile. And the great thing about the service is, you know, we come to your house with this, you know, narrowed down selection. So we've got everything that, you know, any you can find at other tile stores. We narrow it down to about between 100 and 200 tile sample boards. That's at your house, in your driveway, outside your door. You can take them inside and look at them as you please. You've got me there to give you guidance and, you know, counseling on exactly what tiles are appropriate for what areas. And then at the same time, I can do an installation estimate. So something that could potentially take, you know, several weekends of going to the different stores, bringing home two or three samples at a time, we can get done, you know, and then having to find an installer and have him give you an estimate and
wow.
set it all up. We can potentially have it all done in about an hour.
Nicely done, guys.
Actually, we're finding that in most cases, we do have it done in an hour. Most cases, when we go out to an appointment, like 90% people pick the tile that they want, or they at least know like the three tiles that they're going to choose from, and they just have to take a couple days
Sounds
to
like
figure
a little
out exactly.
Psychology is involved here. You kind of just get them going, sign it up, because if you don't, do people change their mind ever, or are they usually pretty set?
Yeah, people change their minds, but it hasn't happened a lot, and usually they're just changing between the three that we, you know, we brought out a big selection, and then there's three that they kind of fell in love with, and they're just taking their time kind of figuring out what three. But they're not going to have to go back and forth between a tile store to
get that.
Yeah.
I'll come back 1 minute, just talk about a couple of different tiles that you have. Then after that, we're going to talk to Lorna Vanderhaeg. Back in a minute.
Give us 10 minutes and we'll give you the world. Victoria's first choice for information, news that matters. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
We are live on location at OK Tire Auto Services, 6800 Oldfield Road in Central Saanich. We're just off Keating Crossroad. We're here with the owner, Al Blen. Al, what is a day like this all about for you? Why give back to the community?
Because they've been so good to us. It's just neat to see a lot of people.
You've got a very loyal customer base, and we're talking to some of the folks here, and they expect this kind of thing out of you. Why is it so important to have a family-run business be part of the community?
Every last person that's in our family is here working, struggling along, making things right. You know, I don't know how to explain it. It's just one of those things that, you know, we've always done all our lives and trying to make it better.
We did a tour of the bays back here and talking to some of the guys back there. We got some journeyman mechanics there. Quality is job number one for you.
That is the number one thing that we try to promote is we'll do the job right for an honest price and keep everybody happy.
And it's not just about tires.
No, we do everything. We do all mechanical repair, servicing, whatever the customer needs, we'll take care of it. And that's our goal and our means of being in business is look after the customer.
So it'll be great to see people down here. You can come talk to Al, get the crews to take a look at your vehicle. Come join us for a burger. Come take a look at some of these cool cars. How'd you rope up all these cars today?
I got a lot of good friends and a lot of good places. It's pretty cool to have all these people come out and donate their afternoon, showing the cars off to us. And just they're all just gorgeous machines, and they're just a bunch of great people. And we're glad to have them on our board. And you know, I'm glad they showed up on a day that it's kind of on the iffy side in the weather. So,
but the sun is shining. It's a lot warmer here. We've got the barbecue going. Your chance to enter some draws as well. We are live on location at OK Tire Auto Services, 6800 Oldfield Road.
CFAX Santa's Anonymous is the charity that helps Victoria children in need, no matter what the need. To find out how you can help, visit CFAX1070.com or like us on Facebook. CFAX Santa's Anonymous. Donate year-round and help make miracles happen for the children in our community.
CFAX Santa's Anonymous. CFAX Santa's Anonymous.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a three-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
We are back and we are talking about mobile tile design, and we have Matt and Seth here, and it's the name of your company again is
Mobile Tile by Matico.
By Matico. And they've got the truck outside here, so I'm going to go have a look at it when we get out. So you want to tell people your website so that they can go and check it out and find out more information if they want?
Yeah, that's the easiest way to find us, mobiletile.com. And all of our other contact information is there, but that's the easiest to remember, mobiletile.com.
And Seth, you were saying in the break that you can also, if people want counters or anything else, you can hook people up to have everything done and have the connections to get installers and whatever else needs to be done?
That's correct, yeah.
We've got shopping.
Yeah.
we've got
at your own house.
A core group of other trades that we work with that are very talented. You know, and we work really well with, and we know that they do quality work. So if you need countertops, you need cabinets or anything else, you know, and we're the first people you contact, we can set you up with all the right people.
And I want to ask you, do you think tile's better in the kitchen than hardwood?
It totally depends on the setting, and you know, hardwood's beautiful too. Heated tile's probably the nicest, but
it is.
I'm biased,
It wears well, and you know, I think you don't get those sort of water patterns, or you know, I mean, hardwood is nice too. But
it is, yeah. They're both
decisions.
Yeah.
Decisions. See, you're very political. That's good. The client's always right. Well, you guys, I wish you all the success in the world, and you're gonna come back sometime and maybe put together some ideas for other designs. So let us know what's current and what's going on.
That'd be great,
but
Patty.
It's been
Thank
a real pleasure
you.
To meet you guys, and all continued success with your business. I think it's a great idea.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. And now we're gonna flip gears because these guys have so much energy. They're not suffering from fatigue at all. Well, maybe they are, but they're not showing it. They are young. They might have been
you
out last night.
You learn not to show it. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got Lorna Vanderhaeghe on the line. And Lorna, how are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
Excellent. Are you fatigued?
I am never fatigued. I'm one of those lucky people who can have, you know, 6-7 hours sleep and get up and go. And I'm a morning person, so it's all good.
I'm about a 3 to 4 o'clock person. I got 1 hour, 1 good hour in the day. No, I'm kidding. So why do people get up these days and feel tired even when they get up? Like, what are they lacking?
Well, there are several problems. I mean, one, they're exhausted because they're not getting decent sleep. And I think about 72% of Canadians don't sleep at night. We have many people that just have too much stress and too many things going on in their lives. And as a result, they're suffering with adrenal exhaustion. And the third main reason for fatigue is not getting enough iron.
We've talked about iron before. And you like the liquid iron, because I know I had so many calls about that. Even went to the store and someone said, oh, you were listening to that show, because everybody wanted to know. And I had lots of emails about the iron, the liquid iron.
Yeah, the liquid irons are more absorbable. There's one that's liposomal wrapped. It tastes like Bailey's or Werther's candy, and it raises hemoglobin and ferritin quickly. And I was just doing some new research looking at Alzheimer's and dementia and fatigue. And there's some other nutrients that are really exciting for people who are suffering with general fatigue. So they sleep well at night. They're not stressed out. Their iron levels are fine. But they just lack that get up and go. They always feel like they're pushing themselves through the day. And so a really super incredible nutrient that I've just been researching a lot is acetyl L-carnitine, which has not only been researched for fatigue and giving us that boost of energy that we need to get through our day. Actually, it gives you so much energy, they recommend you don't take it after 5 o'clock at night. And that's acetyl L-carnitine. And as well as looking at, you know, just making sure that you're eating properly and that you just don't have too much on your plate.
Do you think that sometimes this carb overload, too, contributes to your the tired feeling and the kind of the drop in the afternoon, eating too much refined foods?
Well, absolutely. That can do it as well. Not getting enough protein. We need adequate amounts of protein. And what that means is you need a piece of protein about the size of the palm of your hand at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And preferably eat more protein in the morning. And if you're going to have fruit and things like that, have it at the end of the meal. Don't make it as the meal. So if you're having breakfast, don't have, you know, oatmeal and cereal and fruit. That would not be an energy-providing breakfast, although people are always shocked by that. And I think the Canada Food Guide needs to be rewritten because it's got 8 servings of grains a day, which are carbohydrates, which really are creating our obesity and our diabetes and a whole host of other problems that we have. And until we really, truly get rid of those types of foods, all the white foods, the white rice, white flour, white pasta, white bread, white potatoes, until we get rid of all those white foods, we're not going to have much energy because it's protein and healthy fats that are going to give us the get up and go.
Well, what about the dark circles under the eyes in the morning? Is that a combination of genetics and deficiencies?
If you have dark circles under your eyes and you have peeling fingernails and your hair is thinning and you've got no energy and you walk 3 stairs and you're huffing and puffing, that is classic low iron. And you don't have to be anemic to have those symptoms. We know that, you know, just low normal iron. So this is a situation where it's important that you get copies of your blood tests at your doctor's office when you go have a hemoglobin and ferritin checked. And look at them, because if you're on the low end of normal, you're going to have the dark circles under the eyes. If women are using concealer to cover up those purple marks, what they really need to be doing is taking iron. And if you've got kids with those dark circles under the eyes and they're not big meat eaters, it could be the reason why they are lacking energy.
Okay, Lorna, come back in a few minutes and talk more about how you can overcome fatigue.
Start your day in the know. Mornings with Al Farabee. Weekdays 5 to 9 on Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070.
Murray Langdon live on location at OK Tire Auto Services, 6800 Oldfield Road in Central Saanich. We are just off Keating Crossroad. It is Al Bland and Company's Customer Appreciation Day. We have got the Central Saanich Lions Club cooking up a great meal on the barbecues. There's lots of folks gathering here. One of the things they're coming to look at is not just the tires, but what kind of service they can have done on their car, because this installation is not just about tires. It is a full auto service shop. Quality is job number one. 3 journeyman mechanics work here. There's also an apprentice. The bays always accommodating and always ready for your vehicle. They handle not only domestic, but foreign as well. Come down and join us. Your chance to win. We've got draws for gift certificates at Fairway Markets and the Sticky Wicket. Also, we are going to be giving away a set of four Toyo Eclipse tires valued at $400. That's correct. All you need to do is drop your name in the barrel. We are live on location until 2 o'clock here at OK Tire Auto Services.
Time is not on our side. Act now with your future in mind. Financial market volatility is fact, and those facts are worrisome. Put your financial needs in the hands of successful and proven wealth management advisors. Vaughn Bevan Wealth Management Group. Todd Vaughn and Alan Bevan, through TD Waterhouse Private Investment Advice and TD Bank, bring you the kind of guidance and strength you need in today's market. Call them today at 250-953-6015.
TD Waterhouse Private Investment Advice is a division of TD Waterhouse Canada Inc., member Canadian Investor Protection Fund.
Hi, we're Island Food Growers.
And we work hard supplying farm fresh products to Red Barn Market every week. It goes over big with the locavore.
What's a locavore?
Someone who appreciates good food produced locally.
Oh, like an eco-gastronomer.
Yeah, but without a telescope.
Really?
Local produce meets grocery. The Red Barn Market's four locations provide the freshest selection and friendly service all year round. Download the e-flyer at redbarnmarket.ca for weekly specials.
Red Barn.
Back. We have Laura Vanderhaeg on the line, and in the studio I have Matt and Seth still with me. And you wanted to ask a question of Lorna about...
I just wanted to know if it was true that kale has got iron in it.
Well, you know, some of the vegetables that we eat have iron in them. Spinach is a big one that we know of that contains iron. But often the iron is bound to phytates or oxalates that make it inaccessible to the body.
So oxalates.
Yeah, the best sources of iron in food are in red meats, liver, egg yolks, and a little bit in chicken and fish. So because we're not eating so much red meat anymore and people are avoiding egg yolks and eating the bottled egg whites, we're actually seeing a lot of low iron in the common population. So it used to be just thought of that women were the ones who needed iron supplements. But now if you work out or if you work hard at your job and you're doing a lot of sweating, if you're an athlete, if you're kids that don't eat meat, or you're a senior who really doesn't eat much red meat or egg yolks, then we're seeing a lot of iron deficiency, and this causes us to feel tired.
And another thing is the feeling of being dizzy. This is a kind of a trigger, isn't it, that you might have low iron?
Oh, absolutely. Dizziness is another symptom, especially if it's the kind of dizziness where you get it when you bend over. It would be another symptom of low iron as well. But the classic ones are the dark circles under the eyes, the feeling tired all the time, the breathlessness, not being able to exercise, peeling fingernails, and hair loss in women, which is a big one.
Now, if you want to get a good quality of sleep, you have some tips that people can do to really help along that process. What would those be, Lorna?
Absolutely. You need a pitch black room, and that means cover up those windows, shut off the TV, turn out the night lights, turn off the bathroom light, don't have the hallway light coming in your room. So pitch black room is essential because that causes your brain to secrete melatonin, which is your sleep hormone. And if you're still having trouble sleeping, go to the health food store and get yourself some melatonin, which is super, super safe. It's so safe that they give it to kids. And adults use about 3 milligrams of melatonin, but kids can use far more than that. And as well, you know, there are sleep herbs that we can use, like hops and passion flower, and don't drink coffee after noon.
What about valerian? Is that the same as melatonin or a little bit harder to take for sleep?
Valerian is fantastic, especially we find valerian works very well in women. It smells like smelly socks, but it works like a charm. It's generally part of a sleep formula. So you can find a sleep formula, actually, that has hops and passion flower and valerian, along with melatonin, which is excellent.
Now, I've got some young guys in here, and what would you say to young people starting out who are, you know, before age 30 to get on the right track for good sleep and sleeping patterns, and so they don't have these when they're 50?
Well, it's really about a jet black bedroom. You know, people talk about the fact they sleep better when they go camping, and yet it's all about having no lights and no city lights. So, and setting good sleep patterns. You know, don't watch TV in bed. Don't, spend hours reading And balance in your life is important, because if you're awake at 2 in the morning thinking about the 500 things you should be doing the next day, that's going to disrupt things. And, you know, if you work hard, eat well, always eat, you know, protein at every meal, and get rid of those white foods, and take a great multivitamin with minerals every day.
And, Lorna, you have lots of books and information about diet and lots of different things. And how do people get a hold of you if they want to learn more about what you do?
People can go to the website at Hormone Help, so that's the word hormone and the word help.com. And there's lots of free books on the website under the book button: Get a Grip on Arthritis, Your 30-Day Heart Smart Solution, and An A to Z Woman's Guide to Vibrant Health. And people can ask me questions through the Ask Lorna button on the website as well.
Perfect. Do you guys find that you're with your new business, it's hard to get the right amount of balance in your life and sleep, like Lorna's talking about?
Yes. It's my worst problem. It's been my problem for years.
Really?
I have to be actually really conscious of what I do before I go to bed. Like, I can't be thinking about the business too much. And I can't be, even like things that like activate my mind, like watching my favorite TV program and stuff. I have to like, it forces me to clean my room and do stuff like that a lot. And I do really boring things before I go to bed, and I have to be really conscious of that. And I eat or I take melatonin like Skittles. So.
Well, isn't it weird, Lorna? You know,
magnesium is another good one.
Magnesium. With these guys, you know, you think about sort of a certain age in life where you have these problems. But at these guys' age, there's so many other different things on your mind and reasons to get good sleep.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, sleep is a problem for kids today. We have 10-year-olds who are worrying about school. We've got people are just having a very hard time. That's why the latest study was clear about the fact that, you know, over 2/3 of Canadians don't sleep at night. And if you don't sleep, you can't regenerate. And for people who melatonin doesn't work for, we use 5-HTP, and the product to buy in the health food store is called Smile. It's an enteric-coated 5-HTP, and that works very well. You take 200 milligrams at bedtime, and you want the right kind of magnesium, magnesium bisglycinate, which is outstanding for getting you to sleep and stopping those restless legs and stopping that nervous energy we get at bedtime.
Okay, Lorna, I think we've helped these guys. Yeah, what is it?
Not the magnesium phosphate. I think that's what I got.
That causes explosive diarrhea.
I think I better get them out of the studio now, Lorna. Okay. Lorna Vanderhaeg, it's been awesome to have you on the show. I think you've given us some great information, whether you're young or old. And we'll talk to you again next month. I hope you have a great week. Corey, thank you so much for helping me out today. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.